Hi, my name is Edie, and today I will be telling you about the Southwest Native Americans. My whole group had a part to share about the Southwest Native Americans' life, and my part was telling you about food, clothing, and shelter. But I'm also going to tell you about their recreation, culture, and their stories. So let's begin. Let's start with food, clothing, and shelter. Shelter. 1. The Southwest Native Americans lived in adobe homes. 2. The houses had many levels in them. They were made of adobe, which is a building material made from the earth and organic materials. It is a mixture of clay, sand, and silt, and heavy clay soil used to make sun-dried bricks. Food. The Southwest tribes ate pinon nuts, century plant screw beans, mesquite beans, agaves or mussels, insects, acorns, and berries and seeds. They hunted turkeys, deer, rabbits, fish, and antelope. Clothing. The men wore a breechcloth of white cotton cloth or a short woven kit with a colorful border. The women generally wore skirts and leggings. They often wore skirts or tunics as well. Both men and women wore soft shoes or sandals. Now it's time for recreation, culture, and stories. Recreation. The Southwest Native peoples regularly played dozens of games, including Forerunner of the Shell Game. Two games, Chunky and Stickball, served important social and cultural roles, and some athletes even became celebrities and were a source of community pride. Culture. Three of the major cultural traditions that impacted the region include the Paleo-Indian tradition, the Southwestern Archaic tradition, and the Post-Archaic cultures tradition. As the various cultures developed over time, many of them shared similarities as in a family structure and religious beliefs. Stories. Winter was the time for stories. In the evening, your family would gather around the storyteller. It might be a story about a kid turning into an owl, or it might be about their history. A storyteller was never allowed to change anything in the story. The Hopi believed that all stories had to be told exactly how they were told for hundreds of years. Now I will tell you about the Hopi myth. The Hopi was one of the Southwest tribes. The Hopi origin story has it that Hopis used to live beneath the earth. When it came time to emerge into the world, the Hopi met Maso, caretaker and creator of the earth, and promised him they would take care of the world as a trade-off for saying.
Hello, my name is Lily, and I'm going to tell you about the Southwest animals. More than 400 species of bird can be found in the Southwest. In the desert, there is a boring owl, black-tailed prairie dog, mountain plover, Texas horned lizard, lesser prairie chicken, Arkansas darter, and swift fox. There are lots of mammals in the Southwest. The Hopi mostly hunted deer, elk, bear, lion, wolf, moose, sheep, and goat. And what they use is the Hopi hunters use bows and arrows. They use the animals not just for food, for clothes, and the clothes were made out of deer. In the Southwest, if you were a young boy, you would be picked to go on an eagle gathering trip. If you did, you would go and find a nest with a young eagle in it. They went on an eagle trip because to the Hopi, everything in nature has a spirit. Sometimes the cliffs were hundreds of feet high.
Hi, this is Max, and I did some research on roles of the tribe members for the Southwest Native Americans. Men and women played mutually supportive roles. Men were responsible for hunting, warfare, and ceremony, while women were responsible for childcare and the preparation of food and clothing. The little boys followed the men around and were taught how to hunt and do men's chores. Young girls followed the women around and learned to do traditional women's work, like making baskets and working the fields and cooking. Children learned of the history and moral rules of the tribe from the stories told by the elders. Ceremonies that Southwest Native Americans often practice are the winter and summer solstice. The Soil Festival, for example, is the winter solstice ceremony performed by the Zuni and the Hopi tribes. Prior to the ceremony, papoose, prayer sticks, are made to bless the entire community.
Hi, I am Brody, and I will be telling you about geography, weather, climate in the Southwest region. Weather in the summer is just warm and sunny. In the winter, the weather is snowy and with some rain and thunder. The climate in the desert is hot and sand is baked by the sun. Much of this region has low and usual rainfall and seasonal high temperature. Geography over time. Several native groups made their home in the arid Southwest region of North America, which stretches from what is now roughly Arizona and New Mexico into northern Mexico as they adapted to the desert climate and rugged terrain. Three distinct types of cultures emerged: villagers, farmers, and hunters. Living in the Southwest region is probably easy because in the desert it does not snow, so tribes that lived in the desert did not have to wear snow gear. The Hopi tribe got their salt from the Grand Canyon floor. The Hopi tribe lived in the desert because they knew it was their destiny to live in the desert because their religion taught them so.